Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
What's my name?
Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Welcome to the weekend. Man, I love a good short week. Get some stuff done. All of a sudden it's Thursday, it's Friday, and here we are back on a Saturday with a new podcast and a whole lot of shit to get to. Oh, and did I mention it's June? Hello. It's Bucks Uncensored, Justin Pulowski, the commish. Damn, I have dealt with allergies all week long. I don't think this sounds too bad, though. Hello. Kind of makes me sound a little more professional. I'm probably going to be coughing during the podcast. Whatever. At commish online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Jay Pulowski 324 on Snapchat. We will have our topic for the second portion. I'm not sure how long this podcast is going to go, quite frankly, because I don't know if my voice will be able to take it. That's what she said. I don't know if she said that, actually. But you know, if I could make it a half hour without any commercials, then that would probably be... You know, the last time I remember being like this, and I'm sure it's happened since then, but I've just got the whole nose and sinus thing and the throat and the scratchy throat, and it's hard to talk. The last time I felt like this I can remember was the week before we ended up all getting fired from 98.7 The Fan in Tampa. And it was crazy because I was like, I'll never forget my last week of ever being on the radio. I could barely speak. Yet I came in every day. I did the show every day, but I could barely speak. And we didn't save any of those shows. So honestly, we didn't save many shows. But my old producer, The Drake, did send me some segments that I'll start playing as bonus tracks at the end of podcasts. Not this podcast, but probably coming up in the next couple, especially with me... I'm going to actually be traveling all next week, so I might be recording Mondays and Wednesdays podcast on Sunday. So hopefully no breaking news happens between those two podcasts. Oh, this is going to be tough. So this podcast, the topic is going to be who should be the next member in Buccaneers history to go up into the Ring of Honor. We will have your Bucks takes coming up and some interesting names, honestly, some names that I had not even thought of and some names that I'm like, why didn't anyone mention this person? So anyway, we'll have those coming up here in a moment. I will share some names that maybe I think should be up there in the Bucks Ring of Honor. And as for the Bucks, they're still going through OTAs. Not sure if you all saw the stories, a couple of stories on CBS Sports. One saying that really the Bucks, the only thing holding the Bucks back is Jameis Winston's growth. Some of you took that as a negative. And by the way, this has been discussed at length on our Facebook page, the group page for Stick Carriers. Just search for Stick Carriers on Facebook and join the group. It's a closed group. That's just so, you know, you have to get the old acceptance by me, and I accept everyone, but I want it to be an exclusive group for those that actually want to be there. So just go ahead and hit the request button, and I'll go ahead and accept you and get you in there. The group continues to grow. Very excited about that, and the discussion about the Bucks continues on a daily basis. It's really awesome to see all of you interacting with each other and near zeroing in on 2000. So that's pretty good for a couple of just about a month, maybe less than a month of maybe the slowest time of the year for football. So awesome stuff. Can't wait to see how fast that's going to grow as we get into training camp, which we'll have our Stick Carrier Day, which will be gigantic. It's going to be so awesome. And then as we get into the regular season. But the topic has been on two stories relating to CBS Sports, and that was that the Bucks are going to go as far, and maybe the only thing holding them back from being a Super Bowl contender is Jameis Winston's growth. Some of you took that as a negative. I kind of took that as a positive. We got to remember here, Jameis Winston is only going into his third season. You know, he still has to progress. He still has to get better. Has he done an outstanding job in his first 2 years? Absolutely. I mean, he's thrown for over 4,000 yards in each of those seasons. So I think when you look at Jameis Winston, he's done a lot with a little bit around him. Now he's got a lot around him. But when you put a lot around a player like him at quarterback, that's going to add the pressure, put the pressure on his shoulders. And I think heading into his third year, he should be more than willing to accept that pressure. Jameis Winston's a different animal when it comes to pressure. He rises his game up to that pressure while other quarterbacks would crumble. He's got to get rid of those stupid mistakes. We know that. And he's got to learn how to use these weapons because he's never had this many weapons in the NFL. So how will he find a way to spread the ball around, find open receivers, and keep everybody happy? Because when you've got DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans and O.J. Howard and Cameron Brait and Adam Humphries and Chris Godwin, I mean, there's a lot of weapons, not to mention the running backs that can catch the ball in the backfield, and Rodgers and Charles Sims. It's a lot to spread around to different receivers. He's got to learn that he's in control. None of these players can dictate who should be getting the ball more than others. It's whoever's getting open. And he's got to put it on his shoulders to lead what could be a very prolific, very high-powered, very high-scoring offense down and getting touchdowns on a regular basis. That's the goal here. And then if the defense can play the way they did in the second half of last year, and the second half of last year was how they're going to play for a full season, then the Bucs should be fucking great this upcoming season. They should be. But it shouldn't surprise him. It does fall on the quarterback's shoulders, especially when that quarterback is only heading into his third season. You know, part of the criticisms I had on Jameis Winston last year was, you know, is he going to lead that drive late in the game to win the game? And he's done it. He's going to continue to do it, and he's going to do it more on a regular basis now because he's going to have more weapons around him to use. You know, sometimes we get ahead of ourselves that, you know, this guy's been in the NFL for so long. He's only been in the NFL for 2 years, and he's not even, is he even 23 years old yet? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to think that he's been in the league for 2 years, yet we could be sitting here saying he's going to be with the Bucs for at least the next 10, if not more. And when you have a quarterback that ESPN is calling one of the next stars of the NFL, and you know you're going to have him for 10 years, that quarterback gives you a chance to make it to the postseason to win a Super Bowl every single year. Folks, this is how the Packers fans have felt with Favre and Aaron Rodgers. This is how Colts fans felt with Peyton Manning. This is how Patriots fans have felt with Tom Brady. Every year you've got a shot. We have never felt that way. We have never felt that way. And the reason is we've never had a quarterback like Jameis Winston. We've never had a potential star that's going to become a star. He's going to become a star. He's just going to be. I know that you know that we know that everyone knows that. But we've never had that. You know, Doug Williams was around for a little bit, then he left because they didn't want to pay him. No other quarterback in Buccaneer history can be talked about the same way Jameis Winston is. No other quarterback in Buccaneer history can be talked about any of these other elite quarterbacks in the NFL. That should excite you more than anything. This is uncharted waters, Buccaneers, Pirates. But this is uncharted territory for us. We don't know how to act. We don't know what to actually expect. That's why I'm just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. I'm going to keep my hands and arms, legs inside the vehicle at all times. Because it's going to be one hell of a ride. So yeah, I agree with CBS Sports, whoever wrote the article. It does fall on Jameis Winston's shoulders. His progress is going to be the difference as to whether or not the Bucs were Super Bowl contenders this year or not. We're talking about this year. But I'd bet on Jameis Winston. I'd bet on that work ethic. Because people that have bet against Jameis Winston have been proven wrong time and time again. And he will carry that big motherfucking stick. The other story was on Noah Spence about how he could be the next elite pass rusher in the NFL. There were a lot of Bucs fans that wanted the Bucs to draft another pass rusher early in this past draft. You know, we still don't know exactly what the plans are for the Bucs defense this upcoming season. But when you start to put two and two together and you start to look at guys like Golston, Chris Baker, Stevie T drafted in the 7th round, Gerald McCoy, you know, those are defensive ends and nose tackles for a 3-4, could very well fit into that mold. And when Noah Spence comes in down to 240 as a stand-up outside linebacker, I'm not saying they're going to run the 3-4 all the time, but there's a very good chance that that is part of their mix in getting after the quarterback, in rushing the quarterback in passing situations, in being able to bring multiple players from multiple directions in passing situations to fluster opposing quarterbacks, which will lead to turnovers and interceptions. An opportunistic defense with a high-powered offense could be some of the most exciting football we have ever seen in front of our eyes. Listen, I love the Bucs defense of the late 90s and early 2000s, but that was not exciting football. It just wasn't, because we all know what was happening on the offensive side of the ball. An opportunistic defense that creates turnovers and gets after quarterbacks, and a high-powered offense on the other side that scores touchdowns, this could be the start of the most exciting football we have ever seen before our very eyes inside Raymond James Stadium and as Bucks fans. Am I excited? Fuck yes, I'm excited. Are you excited? You know you're damn well excited. I know these guys are always excited. So let's start this off right, and let's welcome in the OKC boys.
What's going on, Commish?
What
up, stick carrier?
We're back!
It's OKC Leg.
OKC Pack.
Back at you with the weekly Bucks take, man. This week, you want it?
Yeah. Hey,
guys, check this out. We're up here at the park recording these on lunch break. This guy next to us thinks we're fucking insane.
Bucks Uncensored!
Fucking Bucks Uncensored, baby! Anyways, man, shout out to Gruden. Shout out to fucking Malcolm Glazier.
Listen,
this isn't about participation, championship, or trophies. This is about a fucking ring and a title. Gruden got us a fucking title. He goes in first. That's how it's done. With our take this week, our inductee, number 20, Rondé fucking Barber, 30-30 club, and most importantly,
he shut the fucking vet down. Shut it down.
Fly, Eagles, fly, fuck you. Man, special shout out also to Commish, our boys down in 119.
The 119.
As many of you know, we went ahead and fucking bought season tickets. We'll be there for that Bears home opener.
Fuck you, Mike Glennon.
Look forward to seeing everybody down there and having a fucking tailgate. Being loud as fuck.
Line up, Ray J, baby!
Yes, sir. So if anybody's interested, we still got a couple more games. Just hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, man, and we can just get those tickets over to you.
No bullshit
fees. We don't want to make any type of money. We just want to help fellow stick carriers enjoy the game and fucking section 119.
Lit, baby!
That said, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
I kind of feel really bad about what I'm about to say. But then I realize I don't. I'm just really fucking pumped up. The OKC boys and I have negotiated a deal. And I feel bad if maybe there was a verbal agreement before. But you know what they say about verbal agreements? They ain't mean shit. We have come to terms on an agreement to where I believe I'm going to go ahead and purchase all of their tickets other than that Bears game. And the commish will be in section 119 for a majority of the games for the 2017 season. I do apologize if you were hoping to get your hands on a pair of their tickets. I agreed that the easiest thing for them was to just sell them all to one person. I was willing to buy all of them. And so, we came to those terms. So, I do apologize if you were hoping to get your hands on some of those, but I do have good news. There's still tickets available in section 119 if your heart desires those. But thanks to the OKC boys for pairing up with the commish. And we're going to do some stuff with the preseason game and maybe give those tickets away because obviously I don't need those. anyway, I appreciate them. And I look forward to being a part of 119 for the 2017 season. I think it's only right. Right, guys? I mean, it's only right if 119 is going to be the unofficial stick carrier section, shouldn't I be in that section with y'all? I'm pretty pumped up about it. Pretty pumped up to be in 119 with y'all. So, and when the OKC boys come down for that Bears game, I say we all go out and get together somewhere, somehow, maybe that Friday night. Because I think Saturday there'll be a USF game, so maybe Friday night we can all get together. So looking forward to meeting you guys, the OKC boys, and looking forward to sitting with y'all in 119, where we get loud when the defense is on the field. When the offense is on the field, we'll taper it back a little bit, but we're going to get fucking crazy for that defense. We're going to make Raymond James Stadium a true home field advantage. So Doug, Alan, Danny, Daniel, Crab, Harold from Atlanta. Who else? Alex got his thing. Man, get your asses ready. Because 119 will be the place to be. More Bucks Takes coming up next right here on Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies.
All right, voices. It doesn't sound too bad. I was going to say voices starting to go, but we got some Bucks Takes to get to. It's Bucks Uncensored. Remember, you can always send in your Bucks Takes by recording them right on your phone, your voice, your phone, and emailing them to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. I will be hosting Bucks Uncensored, this very podcast, Monday and Wednesday of next week. Since I am out of town the entire week, probably not going to get to recording next Saturdays, but I think we might have Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com, who is going to assist and host next Saturday's podcast. So he's going to bring a lot of energy, he's going to cuss a lot, and he's going to play your Bucks Takes. So still send them to bucksuncensored@gmail.com, and I'll ship them his way. I don't know what his topic's going to be. So make sure you follow @JoeBucksFan on Twitter. I'm sure he'll have a topic for you, because we like having these topics, right, on a Saturday. And he'll give you the topic. You can still send them to the email address, bucksuncensored@gmail.com, and I'll forward them to him, so that he's got them ready for you. Oh, I just stepped on my dog's toy. Hey, that's great. All right, let's get some Bucks Takes in. A lot of people want to talk about the Ring of Honor. We wanted to know who the next person in the Ring of Honor should be. I thought we got some really good suggestions here, so we'll play those. Let's start with Aaron, though, who wants to talk about the guys who actually got into the Ring of Honor this year, and John Gruden and Malcolm Glazer.
Justin, Aaron from North Dakota. You know, with the talk of Super Bowl aspirations and the Aurora going on at One Buck Place for us stick carriers, I couldn't think of two better people to go into the Buccaneers Ring of Honor this year than Malcolm Glazer and John Gruden. And I understand those fans out there that say, well, Tony Dungy should be going in first before John Gruden. Well, in case you've forgotten, Tony Dungy did not get the job done. That was John Gruden. Tony Dungy was the reason our defense became as great as it is, along with Monty Kiffin. But it was Gruden's fire, his tenacity, his don't-take-bullshit attitude that Dungy really, really lacked that put our Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the top in Super Bowl 37. And I'm guessing that the Ring of Honor ceremony will probably take place on that Monday Night Football game against the Falcons, nonetheless. And we are now officially 100 days away, and even less when this recording airs, from the most anticipated, exciting Tampa Bay Buccaneer football season we've seen in 10 years or so around that range. Can't wait to put the Dirty Birds in their place and show up the league and show why our Bucks are for fucking real. Now, speak softly, carry that big motherfucking stick, and fuck you, Dirty Birds!
Yeah, fuck you, Dirty Birds. The Dirty Birds. Aaron in North Dakota always has a lot of energy there, bringing it strong there at the end. Fuck you, Dirty Birds. All right, let's go. Some people have some suggestions as to who the next member of the Bucks Ring of Honor should be. Let's go to Garv. Hey, Garv.
Justin, elderly Garv in Sarasota, @JPGarv on Twitter. First of all, I want to talk about the Ring of Honor. Mine would be James Wilder. We need some more orange in there. We're going too fast. I believe that putting two in a year is a mistake. Let's make it a more special event. But James Wilder is a guy that had an incredible career. He ranks first in Buccaneer history in rushing yards, attempts, receptions, had 43 carries in a single game. He set NFL records for carries and touches in a single season. And hey, it's according to what I'm looking at, Lawrence Taylor stated he was one of the toughest running backs that he played against during his career. This is worthy. It's way overdue. No thanks to his son, who's opening his yap, but this is just how I feel about that. Also, quickly, thank you to the OKC boys, what they're doing, getting season tickets and giving them to stick carriers at face value. Therefore, the season ticket discount is a really cool thing to do.
Sorry.
It's smart. It unifies us all the more and gets more stick carriers into the game.
I feel horrible.
I'm very happy that they did that.
Oh, boy.
That's it for now, keeping it under 130. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Gar, very nice comments there for the OKC boys. God, I feel horrible now that I'm buying all the tickets off of them. What? Wait, what was that? Go to the next Buck Steak? Okay, D-Spen. Hey, D-Spen.
Justin, what's up? This is D-Spen in Brayton. Now, I know people are going to suggest the likes of Rondé Barber, Tony Dungy, Simeon Rice, and that's wonderful. They've achieved quite a bit while they were with the Buccaneers organization and deserve to be recognized. What I'm suggesting is a player that needs to be recognized right away. And the reason being is it's not because of his cumulative body of work, but it's based on one play that defined their organization. And I'm talking about Michael Spurlock. Yes, run, Michael, run, Michael, run, Michael, run. Do you not realize that it took 31 years? Let me repeat. It took the Buccaneers 31 years to finally achieve a kickoff return for a touchdown. Michael Spurlock did what no other Buccaneer has done. He broke the unbreakable, okay? Hell, all 11 players on that play deserve to be in the Ring of Honor. So yes, you can have your Rondé Barber. You can have your Tony Dungy. You can have your Simeon Rices. But you'll never have your Michael Spurlock. That's all I got, Kamish. Speak softly and carry a big Michael Spurlock.
Oh, a big Michael Spurlock. Yeah. Oops. Yeah, I don't think Michael Spurlock's going to make it. Great play. But Rondé Barber had a better play. A better play. And he was a better player. So, yeah. Not sure that's going to come to fruition. But appreciate it. Appreciate you coming in and making a strong pitch for him. Let's go to Lee. Hey, Lee.
Yo, what's up, Justin? What's up, Stick Carriers? It's your boy Lee out of Temple. Been a while since I sat in a bus take. Just wanted you guys to know, still been enjoying all the Stick Carriers bus takes and enjoying the podcast. I had surgery a while back. Carried that big motherfucking stick into that operating room and brought it right back out with a smile. Stick Carriers strong. Damn right. Just want you guys to continue sending in those fire bus takes, man. Love listening to the podcast. Helping me get through this recovery stage. Speak softly and keep carrying that big motherfucking stick.
All right, Lee. Feel better, I guess. All right. I don't want anything bad to happen on the lead because he is a tremendous asset to the Bucks Uncensored podcast. Did everyone hear Lazy Dave's song on the last end of the last podcast? If you didn't, you can go back and check it. I could, you know what? I'll make it the bonus track on this one as well. I thought it was well done. Do I still have it? I do. I do still have it. We'll play it. But we won't, by any means, play. Another thing. What the hell? What the hell is this? Oh.
Arr, Justin, the gay pirate back here again. I just want to let you know, Drew Brees likes hairy balls in his mouth, and he also listens to Nickelback.
No.
Arr.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man.
Really?
I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling.
And this is how
you remind me.
I was thinking about next time I do karaoke, if I busted this song out. What do you think the reaction would be? Because I've done karaoke a few times over the last several weeks. After really not doing karaoke in a long time. Now, I've only done duets. I haven't done a solo act yet. Would this song be well received at a karaoke bar if I sang it the way it was meant to be sung? Or, since it's Nickelback and it's so cool to hate Nickelback, would it not be well received and instead I'd be booed off the stage? Inquiring minds would like to know. Get out of here, Nickelback. No time for you right now. Instead, we have plenty of time, and we're going to need it. And we're also going to need plenty of room for this.
I had to go apologize to my neighbor for my erection protruding across the street and through his screen door.
Oh, boy. That's not good to have. Let's go out to Vegas. Ryan is there. Hey, Ryan.
What's going on, Sick Carriers? It's Ryan from Vegas. Hey, let me start this off by saying I saw someone on the Facebook page mention about coming out to Vegas. Anytime any of you guys come out to Vegas, I will do anything I can for you guys as far as getting you discounts on hotels or clubs or whatever you guys might want to do, or even if it's just want to grab a beer. I am 1,000% about that. So you guys just let me know. I'm on the Facebook page. It's pretty easy. Or at Ryan Turan on Twitter. Whatever the case may be. Anyways, getting into this Saturday's podcast, there's only one name that needs to go in the Ring of Honor next. I don't care about anything else, and it's Ronde Barber. I mean, everyone's talking about their memories they had. It's fucking Ronde Barber pick six. And when the Eagles came into town for Matt Bryan's, guess what? It was Ronde Barber that put us in position three times to win that game. So it's Ronde Barber. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He revolutionized the nickel cornerback position. It's a slam dunk, man. You know, that's that. So, as always, guys, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right.
Hoorah.
All right, Ryan. I actually was thinking about planning a trip to Vegas with a buddy of mine, James, at my work. Actually, James' last day was Friday. So we wish him well in his future endeavors. No, he didn't get fired. He actually got a new job in the industry that I'm in, but he has to move to Houston. Good friend of mine. Very sad to see him leave. Him and I really built a strong friendship over the last couple of years. So we're planning on going to Vegas together. So anyone want to join us? Ryan, maybe when we're out there we can run into you. I don't know when we're going. Might be spring of next year. We might not even be talking to each other by that point. Because you know how that goes. Shit. Come on, James. Don't be a jerk. James, have you ever seen so many buck steaks? It's a lot of buck steaks. A lot of people that are in their buck steaks this podcast. Tyrell's up next. Hey, Tyrell.
Hey, what up, commish? Fellow stick here. It's Tyrell in Tennessee. Shit. Speaking softly. I'm carrying that big motherfucking stick. Shit, I just wanted to comment on Lazy Dave, man. I want to reach out to Lazy Dave. So, Lazy Dave, you hear the podcast, man? Hey, make yourself available for us, man. Stick cares. I like to talk to people, you know, one-on-one. I know we're in a group, but I ain't seen you around in the Facebook group, the Stick Carrier group. So, shit, I'm looking forward to another song, too. Hey, you knocked it out the park with your last two. But shit, I know it's one Bucks related. Nothing like that. Been going through a lot, you know. Lost a friend, fellow co-worker at work. So, shit, dealing with that. I imagine by the time the podcast plays Saturday, hell, I may be sitting at a funeral. So, You know, hey, like I always say, man, I love all my fellow stick carriers. We speak softly. We carry a big motherfucking stick. And go Bucks. Commission. Thank you for all your efforts, man, on what you do for us.
Powering through sick is what I do for you, Tyrell, and always for you. Appreciate you always jumping on board and being with us, and look forward to meeting you in the future once you get down here to Tampa. Man, listen to my voice. Listen to how good I sound on the podcast. It's because I'm not feeling well. I got the deep voice, but not as deep as this guy. It's Big Dan. Hey, Big Dan.
Bucks Uncensored. Commish. What up, bro? It's Big Dan in Deltona. I'm calling to say I think Rondé Barber needs to be the guy next year to go into our Bucks Hall of Fame. I mean, it's pretty obvious in my opinion. If you just sit back and look at the numbers alone, he's got the most consecutive starts by a cornerback in NFL history, most sacks by a cornerback in NFL history. He's our Buccaneers' all-time leader in interceptions. He's our Buccaneers' all-time leader in games played. I mean, Jesus. Fucking 40 interceptions, 25 sacks. First cornerback ever to do that. The only other player to ever do that is Charles Woodson. And he's a Hall of Famer. Going to be a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? I mean, the biggest thing he did, though, 16 years he never missed a game for a third-round pick. That's amazing. So, I mean, he's an all-decade in the 2000s in the NFL. I mean, how could you not be proud of Rondé Barber? Not to mention 14 non-offensive touchdowns. That's fourth all-time. All-time. So, Rondé Barber's got to get up there, and he better make the regular Hall of Fame too, man. So, we're counting on you there, Irv, to give that speech and make it happen for good old Rondé. So, that's about it. Also, I'm stoked to see Chucky get up there. Well deserved, Chucky. You brought us our Super Bowl, brother, so you're the man. And that's about it. Signing off on this one. And as always, I'm speaking softly, but I'm going to carry a big motherfucking stick.
Big Dan. Big Dan always bringing that big motherfucking stick. Man, Dan, I need to get you to voice some stuff for the podcast. Pair you with the nice, hot, sexy female voice. Oh, yeah. You got a little slow and low, and then just a little, oh, let me just tickle you right here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Went a little too far. The NyQuil must be kicking in. Sorry about that. We've got one more to go. Outlaw. And let me say this about Outlaw. He has a very intriguing name for the Ring of Honor, I had not even thought about, but the name deserves to be up there. I will let him take it away.
Commish, Outlaw. Happy weekend, buddy. Hey, our topic this week is the next name we want to see in the Ring of Honor. And I thought about this, and here's my pick. Gene, the Buccaneers draw first blood. Fire them cannons, Deckerhoff. Every memory that I have growing up as a Bucks fan, whenever I see a play, I always, the first thing my mind trickles back to is the radio call that associated with that play, whether it's my, you know, Michael Spurlock's first ever kickoff return for a touchdown, run, Michael, run, or Matt Bryant hitting the 62-yard field goal, Matt Bryant is my hero, or Rondé Barber running into the end zone, the Bucks are going to the Super Bowl. I always remember Gene Deckerhoff, and I think we should honor him while he's still in the booth. Okay. That's my pick, man.
I didn't even say so, alive.
Let's do it. As always, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Outlaw, outlaw. Good one. That's a really good one, actually. Gene Deckerhoff. You know what? Gene Deckerhoff deserves to be in the Ring of Honor. Not sure when they'll put him up there. I'm guessing they'll wait until he retires to put Gene up in the Ring of Honor. But Gene Deckerhoff definitely deserves his name to be up in the Ring of Honor. Let me just throw some other names out at you. Hardy Nickerson needs to be up in the Ring of Honor, in my opinion. Rondé Barber needs to be up there. Tony Dungy. Nobody even mentioned Tony Dungy as the next guy who should be in. I think Tony Dungy deserves to be in. Be interesting to see if Monty Kiffin should be up in the Bucks Ring of Honor. James Wilder Jr., Garv mentioned him. Yeah, it's amazing that the Bucks went through all those years, 1976 all the way to 96, 20 years. And the best we could do is what we mentioned, Wilder, John McKay, Jimmy Giles, Paul Gruber, Leroy Salmon. That's it, right? That's it? In 20 years? Whew. Man. And honestly, probably about right. Sorry. That's going to do it for this podcast. The podcast drops for you 3 times a week, even during the off season, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. First thing in the morning, it's available at joebucksfan.com. If you want it downloaded directly to your mobile device, it's very simple. You subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Bucks. First one that pops up is Bucks Uncensored. Search for Bucks on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. Podcast Addict, perfect for Android users. iTunes, obviously, perfect for the iPhone users. And Podbean is where I go through. They kind of send it all out. So Podbean, very good. If you're looking to start a podcast, Podbean's very, very good for you to use for that. Let's see. At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I don't use Facebook that much. I use Facebook more for the Stick Carrier page, the group page. So make sure you sign up and become a member of our Stick Carrier Facebook page. Very good. Just a lot of Bucks discussion and interaction. Just don't buy into the negative bullshit that other people are trying to spew out there about this movement. Very positive. Really enjoy the conversation everyone has. And it's going to be the place where we start organizing a lot of our events coming up in the season, during the season, and during training camp. So a great place to get all the information is there at facebook.com, and go to the Stick Carrier group page. So that's going to do it. That's everything I think you need to know. We'll be back on Monday with another podcast. Make sure you send in your Bucks take for that. I'm going to be recording Mondays and Wednesdays over the weekend. So get your Bucks takes in. Anything relating to the Bucks, a lot of news coming out of OTAs. Great place to go is joebucksfan.com. And very anxious to hear what a lot of you Stick Carriers, a lot of you Bucks fans have to say about what's been going on during these OTAs in shorts and t-shirts and whatnot. But, you know, just curious to see what y'all have to say about where the Bucks are at this point in the off season. That's going to do it. Hopefully all of you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Back Monday morning for you at joebucksfan.com. Stay safe this weekend. And as always, we'll go right back into this. See, it's one thing for Dirk Cutter to say it. It's another to have a sexy-ass female utter the words of our godfather.
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
God bless it. That is just so good. And she just nailed it. Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Isn't he out of Tampa?
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Welcome to Clearwater. Hey, Clearwater.
Do you carry a big stick?
I'll let you boy.
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Tune out of Plant City.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Eric in San Diego.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Garb in Sarasota.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Hey, it's Dylan from Sacramento.
Do you carry a big stick?
Follow the light.
This is Delvin from Paul Harbor.
Do you carry a big stick?
Follow the light.
Derek from SoCal.
Do you carry a big stick?
Follow
the light. That's Lisa in Lakeland.
Thanks to Justin, I have my own stick to carry now.